This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozle.com. That's business.mozle.com. Thanks to Mozle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week on the show, we have Erez from Spike. He is the co-founder and CTO, and I've had a couple of folks with Spike on the show over the past few years, and we'll get into Spike in the meantime, but it's really incredible. I don't even want to say app. App isn't really doesn't do Spike enough justice. It's really, to me, a work ecosystem. So, Erez, welcome to Apple at Work.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Spike to me is, it kind of is a fresh take on what I would consider like just largely separate, you know, kind of chat ecosystems, because you've got email over here, you've got team chat over here, whether it be Slack, Microsoft Teams, and you've got people who are using, you know, iMessage, WhatsApp, all those things. Like, Spike looks at all of those and says, what's the problem to be solved? And it kind of, it does that, and it turns your email inbox, which I still think is the center of the work life, into a really nice chat ecosystem. It's a really incredible app. It makes email feel like iMessage. So, Erez, like, where did the vision, you know, as you know, obviously you and Devir were, you know, planning Spike, researching solutions, what problem, you know, how did you come to this idea of like, hey, there needs to be a new kind of email application that addresses modern problems?
So basically it came from a personal frustration with email. And because I have the luxury of being both a developer, a software developer, and a designer, so I kind of, at the first stage, I created Spike for myself, because I was really frustrated with email, mostly for the reason you said so. And there has been this like a trend of moving to modern messaging. And I simply asked myself, at the end of the day, messaging is messaging. Messaging is like communicating with other people. And let's try to to integrate like new paradigms, like organizing by people, and really conversational way of seeing the flow of the conversation. All those ideas that came naturally from like instant messaging, and let's try, I consider them like a great ideas. And integrating them into the email ecosystem. So it makes your email much more fluid and enjoyable. And as a result, you become more productive. It's like a contradiction, but it's not.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And again, it's one of those things, like, until you sit down at a Spike inbox that has all of your inbox, it's hard to visualize. I mean, I've been using Spike since, it was pre-COVID. So it was probably early 2020. And it just allows you to really power through your inbox. And there's a couple of things I really like about it. We want to talk heavily about the Spike AI features, because that's really underpinning a lot of what Spike's doing. Priority inbox, I've always been a big fan of. It really focused on gets everything, but you know, in my actual, you know, main inbox is our key correspondence, and everything else goes into the other inbox. And it just makes it easy to filter. It's like that contains all your, like, you know, social media alerts, receipts, shopping alerts, everything. So it really puts, you know, your main inbox is about communication.
one of the best searches I've seen in an email app. And then just, you know, it really does everything. It's got tasks, it does your calendar. You can create notes, a lot of great features. And if you actually, you know, go through, you know, you can use Spike in two ways. There's one as you're just a regular email app. You can hook up your Gmail, Google Workspace, iCloud, hook up all those. But Spike can also actually manage your email domain. So you can connect your corporate domain to Spike, you know, just like you would Google Workspace or Microsoft 365. And, you know, you can have that be your email hosting as well. And then that brings in some really cool things. You know, you can do there as well. Like, I like the channels. So you have these public channels. Think of it as like a Slack channel if you use Slack, but you can have that for your, you know, email inbox. So it could be like, you know, marketing chat, you know, customer alerts. And again, just a lot of great features. You have to really see it though. It's hard to do it justice on audio. It's, you know, I'll put a link in the notes to learn more, but it's a really great way, you know, first start just to upgrade your email experience. One of the best email experiences you will have. But that's not old news, but that news has been out there. What is new is this underpinning of moving AI into every aspect of Spike. And Spike is done what I feel like Apple is trying to do. You know, we're coming off the WWDC keynote where you're still seeing, you know, Apple's not trying to have an AI component. They're trying to underpin Apple intelligence at every aspect of the step. Every time you use macOS, iOS, you can use, you know, you're using Apple intelligence as you go. And I feel like that's how AI and Spike are coming together. It's not like, oh, this is a part of the app. It's underpinning the entire app. So can you give us, you know, as you all started to look to integrate AI into Spike, where did the, you know, what problem were you looking to solve and how did you go about it?
So at the, to be frank, at the beginning, we did the obvious stuff, you know, like summarizing and help writing. I call it obvious stuff, okay? But then once we got that out of the way, we had time to really think about what this amazing thing can do. And the way I look at it is like in like a three tiers, okay? The first one is like the most obvious, which if you ask a normal person out on the street, what's AI, they probably will say ChatGPT. So the first one is like a chat interface, which we'll get to on later. But then we got to really think how it can how AI can help you with triage, which is really, really a place where AI can shine, because AI is good for several things, like overviews and summaries. It's really good at it. So and then we got to the place which we try to envision if I would have been like a universal inbox for your things today, I would probably use AI. And we try to kind of, to start from a blank slate. That's when we launched AI Feed recently, which is, again, we're going to iterate about a lot, but for me it's like a new experience. It's not perfect yet, but it's really, really good, and it helps you use AI and the things in AI that it's really good at to help you triage your inbox. So, and as you mentioned before, in Spike you have like the priority and other, which is been a most of our users really like that, and this feature has been copied by Outlook recently. For example, for like the other, not priority, it's like magic. It saves you like 98% of the time, because if you think the way you use do triage an email, you see unread something, and then you have to do another click. Because the amount of information is not sufficient. So you have to go into the conversation or to the, you know. And what we try to save you this additional click. And and it works like magic because I'm right now I'm in a place where it saves like around 90%. I still go into conversation sometimes, but it saves me like 90% of the going back and forth between the inbox and the actual thread. So this is a huge benefit. So you can quickly, and it's also very seamless. You know, the most easy gesture for people when you design applications is scrolling. That's why you have like the endless feed on all the social apps. It's like the easiest gesture. So we try to leverage that when you're doing triage on your inbox. So this is the AI feed. And we'll get to other stuff later.
Now, it's really good. Again, what the term Work OS is probably, it doesn't capture it all, but it really is this seamless place where you can do all of your work. So Spike is, you know, you could do notes, chat, email, tasks, manager calendar. It's really, really, you know, easy to use. And that summarized feed. So the idea is, let's say, I mean, I know how everybody is, like you're in an hour long meeting, you come back and your inbox is kind of a mess. You've got a bunch of Slack messages over here, you got a bunch of email, and you're like, okay, where do I even start? Well, that's really where the summarized feed and the AI powered feed comes in. So think of feed as like all of your chats, all of your emails, all of your, you know, updated documents, all of your tasks. And the summarized feed kind of helps you focus on what's the most important. And so you can quickly like preview what's in the email. You get a summary of the email. You can act on it instantly. You can archive it, you know, mark it as read, respond, all without ever opening a message. So it's really, really good. You can write quickly, respond. You kind of, you're empowered through your inbox. And again, it has, you know, integration for, you know, responding as well. It's really fantastic. Now, so again, we've got, you know, works across web, PC, Mac, Android, iOS. What, you know, where does Spike go from here? So you've got this, you've got the AI underpinning everything now. What's next for Spike?
So let's get back to Apple. So let's talk to last year WWDC. So last year they kind of announced what they call like personal AI or your context, giving your your personal context to AI. And I think that the direction they wanted to go is a really good one. Okay. And we believe it too. So imagine a place, right now the limitations of AI are you can actually access only public information. So when you go, unless you're using some specialized, you know, like big enterprise stuff. But if you go to ChatGPT or you don't have like the all the knowledge of the user. So, and to me, by the way, to me, the biggest like jump in usability of ChatGPT, for example, was when they added like the capability to search the web. So, and much more than any model improvements they had, because immediately, as soon as they integrated the web, you got like superpowers, like extra superpowers of searching, researching, and all this stuff just magically appeared. So we're in a place and time when this thing, most companies are going, and Spike has an advantage of doing that, of integrating like the personal context and the work context to the knowledge base, and that give you like really superpowers. You can. Once you tap in all your emails, all your, for example, all your corporate shared documents, all your WhatsApps, all your Slack. So you got every bit of information that's available to you as a user, also available to the model. And then you can practically query whatever you want, and it will help you to get to the information, get to organize the information, and act upon the information. So that's what we're going now, basically with Spike.
Well, I'm really excited about it. I hate using multiple apps. I mean, I think it's probably maybe be the show title, but like I kind of hate the email, moving from email. I get people texting me. I've got, you know, you've got Slack over here. I kind of hate having separate things. You're like, okay, where was that? Where was that message? What do I search for? To me, what I love about email, and I've said this on past shows, is it's an open protocol. And so if you want to run your own email server, you can. If you want to move providers, you can. If you want to try different applications, you can. I love that. You know, we can all communicate, interrupt, but we can have our own experiences. You know, with something like, you know, Slack or Microsoft Teams, you're kind of locked into whatever features that Slack wants to launch. And with email being an open protocol, if you want to use Spike and you want to, you know, use some of its advanced features, awesome. If you're communicating with someone that's using Yahoo, that's great too. And everybody can chat, everybody can talk. And that's the beauty is, you know, even if you're using Spike and you're talking to someone that, say, has Google Workspace or iCloud, they don't, for them, it looks just like a normal email message. But for you, it's in Spike's, you know, streamlined, you know, message-like interface. It's really, really fast. It's great. So, Erez, thanks for taking the time to chat. Congrats on the launching of the new AI feed. I think it's fantastic. Spike is one of those apps when you sit down, when you take the time to get your email, you know, whether just load in one of your email addresses and you use it for a day, I'm telling you, it clicks on like, actually, this is the best way to email. The traditional email model it doesn't work for the way we work in 2025. And it allows you to read messages quickly, respond quickly, and, you know, get it archived and, you know, move on to your day. So we'll have a link in the show notes to check out more about Spike. We'll have a link about, I wrote an article about Spike's AI feed a few weeks ago. I really, really, you know, I'm a fan of what, especially the feed. To me, the feed is the place to innovate because that helps you focus. So again, that'll be in the show notes. Thanks for everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.